Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As a matter of fact, we've got a great guest to get to right now. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Ryan Covey, Will Clark joining us on 95.7 The Game. Will, thank you so much for making some time today. How are you this afternoon? What's going on?
Thank y'all for having me on.
No, we appreciate it. So just reacting to the news as we all are right now, Will, that Bruce Bochy's decided that this is going to be his final season. Just kind of share what you're thinking right now when you're thinking about Bruce Bochy announcing that this will be his final season.
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing that pops into my mind is, you know, how great of a person he is and, you know, how great of a manager he is. You know, he came to the San Francisco Giants and immediately we wound up building a dynasty and, won World Series in 2010, 2012, 2014. He left a hell of a legacy here in San Francisco. He's going to be a Hall of Famer here pretty soon. And hopefully he goes in with the Giants.
Will, we were just you were a gamer. You played the game and were ready to play every day and night. How does this news, I'm wondering, affect the everyday player, like the Crawfords, the Buster Posey's? I know they're trying because they're pros, but do you go somewhere within deeper to try to win for your manager and send them out on a good note?
You know what? That's a good thing to talk about because I would definitely try to do that without even a second thought. You know, I'd be like, all right, look, this man has given his whole life to baseball, what he's meant to the San Francisco Giants and all that. And, you know, if he's going to go out, let's make sure he goes out on top. And so, you know, I would definitely be trying to use that as motivation for not only myself, but also my teammates.
Well, I want to preface this by saying I'm going to ask you to speculate a little bit, but with the new president of baseball ops and Farhan Zaidi and kind of bringing a new way of thinking, I know that this wouldn't be the only reason. Bochy's 63 years old. He's had some health issues and he's done a lot of winning, so he doesn't have much left to accomplish anyway. But do you think any of this might have to do with maybe some fundamental differences between kind of the new approach, the more analytical side versus what Bochy said himself in his announcement today, where a guy that just kind of managed from his gut? I thought that was kind of a telling statement.
You know what? I don't know what Bruce is thinking. As you said before, that would be speculation. But I can just tell you this right now. You know, I mean, at some point in every baseball player's life, every coach, whatever it might be, you have to make a decision, and you have to make a decision on your future. And you know, as you mentioned, you know, Bruce had, you know, a few physical problems. And so he might have looked himself in the mirror one day and said, hey, it's time. And, you know, I had that decision that I had to make when I retired from baseball. So, you know, it's those kind of hard decisions that you make. You don't make them hastily, and you make them probably because you're looking forward to the future and maybe spending time with your wife and kids and sure, grandkids and everybody else.
Well, just like ball players, we know we have good ones and bad ones, but what made Bochy who he is as a manager? Why was he successful and able to lead this team to three World Series titles in 5 years?
Well, if you ever watch or listen to any of his press conferences, he never, I mean, never, ever throws anybody under the bus. And he handles stuff behind closed doors, which is old school. And the guys, like, really appreciate that. And I think because of that reason, he had everybody's back. And everybody played extremely hard for him because of those reasons.
Yeah, and, you know, things will come up during a season. We know how passionate players are, and keeping stuff in-house is so important. Let me ask you this, Will, and this is, you know, kind of a big-picture question. With the game changing, I still feel like there's always going to be a place for managers like Bruce Bochy, the quote-unquote player's manager. But just in general, the way that the game is changing, what about a place for kind of the old-school style of a Bruce Bochy? Are we going to see guys like Bochy at the helm in Major League Baseball in years to come?
I would say yes, you will, because, you know, I mean, there's only so much stuff you can do with analytics. I'm just telling you that right now. I'm not a huge sold on the analytics side yet. I know it definitely does have a place, but you know, guys like Bochy win for a reason, and you know, because they're winners, because they have, you know, a method about their madness. You know, guys like that will never go away. I mean, there'll be other guys who will be old school, and they'll probably win because of it.
Talking to Will Clark on 95.7 The Game, Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson. If you're just joining us, Bruce Bochy has announced that 2019 is going to be his final season as Giants manager.
Will, you hear the rumors, and everybody here in the Bay Area is hoping Bryce Harper is a Giant. But if Bruce Bochy somehow had him to implement in that lineup, how good is Bryce, and how would that affect the outlook for the 18-19 Giants?
You know what? Bryce is a wonderful ball player. I mean, absolutely wonderful. But, you know, here's the one thing that nobody gets about baseball, all right? He's only one guy, all right? When you play baseball, and you play baseball as much as we do, you understand that, hey, look, you know, if Bryce gets hot, all right, we can pitch around him, all right? That's what nobody in baseball, that's what the fans do not get, all right? But if you surround a team, you know, and Buster Posey gets hot, and, you know, Brandon Crawford gets hot, or Brandon Belt gets hot, all of these guys, well, then that's when you can take full advantage of a Bryce Harper. But if you're having guys that are having bad years, you can pitch around the guy having the good year. And so that's why I said Bryce Harper is only one person. He would definitely be an addition to the team that probably, you know, the fans would definitely like. I don't know about the players. I don't know about Farhan Zaid, even what he's thinking. But, you know, from a baseball strategy standpoint, you need to surround him with people. If you don't, and he's having a good year, he will get pitched around.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Talking to Will Clark on 95.7 The Game, Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Bruce Bochy has announced 2019 will be his final season. About Bryce Harper, if Will Clark was the general manager of a Major League Baseball squad, would you be willing to give a guy a 10-year deal, even a 26-year-old in his prime like Harper?
I'm not a general manager, so I'm not going to answer that question.
All right, fair enough. But what about the notion of the long deal for guys? And, you know, in the past, especially with pitchers, maybe they have the law of diminishing returns has definitely crept in.
Well, you know, here's the thing about you know, those kind of thoughts. You know, I was a younger player. And, you know, I was able to get a multi-year contract, all right, from Al Rosen and Roger Craig. But Al Rosen said before that, he said, you're not going to do it for 1 year or 2 years. He said, you're going to have to prove to me for 3 or 4 years you can do it in a row, and then I'll give you the contract. And so that's kind of my thinking when it comes to, you know, those kind of like long-term contracts and contracts that are, you know, being thrown out there like they are now. You have to show me that you're going to be able to do it for at least a few years in a row, and then I'll think you have earned it.
Well, when I look at the 2019 Giants, there's 162 games. From where you sit, how many games does it take for you to determine what type of team this team is going to be? Like, you know what you're working with, per se.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, once you come out of spring training, you know, you'll have a pretty good idea of what the team is going to be like as far as on paper. And then what you have to do after that is figure out, all right, how are they going to mesh? I mean, is everybody in the clubhouse going to gel, that kind of thing? And that takes shape over the course of the year.
Well, just bring us up to speed. I know Giants fans are so excited to hear from you. The text line's blowing up in here. I mean, we got Will the Thrill Clark on with us. Just bring everybody up to speed. What have you been up to?
You know what? Normal stuff during the off season. I'm a big outdoorsman, so spent a lot of time doing stuff in the outdoors. And here lately, I went to Instructional League, which they moved the dates. So I went to Instructional League in January. Number one draft pick from last year, Joey Bart, who's also been invited to spring training. And then I will be headed end of the month, first part of March, to spring training. So I'll see the guys then.
Awesome. Any Bruce Bochy stories come to mind for you?
Oh, my goodness. there are so many Bruce Bochy stories, but my favorites are the ones where it's the guys, being called out in the coach's office. Nobody knows what's going on, and Bruce handles it like the true professional that he is. And that's probably my favorite thing about him, is watching him go about his job as the true professional that he definitely is.
No doubt about it. Hey, Will, really appreciate your time, and I know how much you mean to Giants fans, and always will. Will the Thrill Clark. They might not love you in Chicago for what you did to them in 89, but it's all good. Appreciate your time, Will. Thanks.
Shouldn't throw those fastballs out over the plate.
No doubt.
There
I think Will hit like about 900 in that series. Appreciate it, Will. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, good stuff, man. Will the Thrill Clark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.